Here we go now, baby. We are right back into the action for another day of the week. Welcome to the Wednesday edition of Before You Bet right here on the Covers YouTube channel. Make sure you smash that subscribe button right there. Hit the like button while you're at it. Once again, we're going rapid fire today. Big basketball show today. 10 total picks across the NBA and college hoops. If you want to participate in the show, hit up the live chat. Let us know what your best bets are for tonight. Or if you are watching the replay, drop your best bets in the comments section. Shout out to Stephen Michael. Let's get it. Let's ride. Indeed. Make sure you tail with caution. I'm getting absolutely butchered in the NBA here lately. There's been a couple times I thought I was turning a corner, and then it hasn't gone so well. So we live to bet another day. That day is today. Let's get hot. Let's bring in our guy to cover the NBA here with me, the self-proclaimed prop betting king. Right, John? How you making out, Mettler?
I'm good. I don't know if you noticed, but the Orlando Magic have the fourth seed in the Eastern Conference.
Oh, there we go. I did not realize that.
Jumped ahead of our Knicks.
special treat for our viewers today. Mettler in short sleeves here, so showing off the guns. So an added bonus for those of you who are tuning in and watching here on YouTube and on X. Okay, Mettler, let's get right into the action here. Six total bets in the NBA for you and I. I will get us started down in Houston, where the Clippers are in town. First half bet for me. I'm going to take the Clippers to cover the first half spread, -3.5. So great starts for LA have been a pattern since the All-Star break. Their play has been taking a big dip in the second half, though. So that's why we're going to stick to a first half bet here. They are 7th in net rating in the opening half since the All-Star break. They haven't scored 4 straight opponents in the first half. Expect a strong effort from the Clippers here tonight after choking away another win in their last game. They had an 8-point lead entering the fourth quarter versus the Bucks. They went on to lose that game by 7. We saw something similar last week. They blew a massive fourth quarter lead versus the Lakers. In their next game, they outscored the Wizards by 15 in the first half. Some awful offensive numbers and some dirty defense here lately for the Rockets, too, who are in the second game of a back-to-back. They beat the Spurs last night. So post-All-Star, they ranked 29th in effective field goal shooting percentage, 26th in opponent free throw attempt rate as well. So with a little bit of urgency here for the Clippers, I do expect them to get off to a good start versus the Rockets. Okay, Mettler, prop city. DeMar DeRozan, what do you like for him?
So I'm going over 4.5 assists for DeRozan. So, you know, the last couple of times I've been on the show, I've sold you on Nikola Vucevic over 2.5 assists for the Bulls. Vucevic still has a good price today. I just think Vucevic, so for the Jazz, you know, Walker Kessler's out, Lauri Markkanen's out, Taylor Hendricks is out. Their rim protection is almost non-existent with like the current roster they have. So I think we want to use Vucevic more as someone who's going to convert potential assists for someone else in the paint stuff. So that's why I'm going with DeRozan's assist prop here. Also for the Jazz, you know, their guards, they don't really have like a wing defender who can match up like size-wise with DeRozan. All their guards are like 6'3". I think the tallest is Chris Dunn, 6'4". That's going to be a problem for them. He'll be able to match up on almost any of their guards, bring him down in the post. I think they'll have to send a double. And for DeRozan, that could lead to a bunch of potential assists. And I just like the idea that I think Vucevic will be able to finish in the paint very easily. And I think that will be the guy who's scoring off of DeRozan's assists. This prop is steaming pretty good. You can look at the 5.5. I think the same projection from use on the 4.5, I think it equates to put up like a +105 on the 5.5. So if you're looking at 5.5, that's kind of the price point there.
Okay, almost 500 live viewers right now. The X algorithm must be liking us here today, Mettler. So let's go back to the NBA. Big spread here in Portland. The Thunder are in 10. I'm going to take the Thunder -13.5. I love this game situation for them. I think it's a great get-right spot for them. After recent losses to the Lakers and the Spurs, they lost to LA in their last game, and they've been strong after a loss this season. And I think they learned their lesson in a recent loss to the Spurs and won't get caught playing down to the competition tonight. Now, the big spread might scare some people, but we got to keep in mind they have 2 separate wins of 40 or more points against Portland here this season. They have advantages everywhere you look, especially offensively. And like I said, I love the game situation for them coming off a loss or a half a game out of first place. Portland, meanwhile, lots of lopsided losses lately. All their best players are beat up, and they don't seem not a whole lot of urgency to get these guys back into the lineup. So I think things get ugly tonight in Portland. I'll take OKC to cover the big number. Mettler next up, Draymond Green with the Bucks in town. What do you like for him?
So I'm going over 4.5 assists for Draymond Green. For Green, you know, he usually trades in like 6.5. So when I woke up this morning, I saw 4.5. I honestly thought maybe I might be missing something looking at this prop because I was like really excited to bet. This is easily my favorite bet on the board today. You know, we've consistently attacked the Milwaukee Bucks with centers getting assists. I mean, Green is a good assist guy regardless of whoever he's playing, right? And he also, you know, the centers that have been really successful for us against the Bucks are the ones who can step out and hit the three. I mean, Green's not like a dead-eye shooter or anything, but he'll take it. So at least that create that like kind of fits that profile we have there. For Green, his minutes, like you go back and you look at the Warriors last, I think it's 7 games. They've all been blowouts, like whether the Warriors win or lose. I mean, they got completely destroyed by the Celtics on the weekend. But what that does for someone like Green, you know, his minutes are way down. And it's not necessarily because he's playing bad or he's been lost in the shuffle here. It's just like the game script. Like he's not playing in the fourth quarter. So when you're consistently playing like that low in the lower 20s there for minutes for Green, it's bringing his assist prop down. I don't think that's an accurate representation of, you know, what you'll see from Green tonight. Those minutes should be pretty high, I would think, for Green tonight against the Bucks. The Bucks have a huge front court. They're going to need his defense, especially with their small ball lineup.
Okay, flying right along here. Let's stay in this game. A full game total of 227.5. I like the under. So check out this trend. You know I like my trends. I couldn't ignore this one. These teams are a combined 13-0 to the under since the All-Star break. 10 of these 13 games, including all of the Bucks games, have gone under tonight's total of 227.5. We are seeing a low scoring pattern in Bucks road games. They've gone under in 10 of their last 11 games on the road, average combined score of right around 214 in those games. You're seeing low scores in Golden State's home games as well. They've gone under in 5 of their last 6 at home. You check out the recent form of these teams. Great D from each of them out of the break, especially the Bucks, who are number one in defensive rating, but also ranking 22nd in pace. And that's a big change from what we've seen from them in the first half of the season. They were 5th in pace pre-All-Star. So maybe with a little bit of time to plan, put some strategy together. Looks like they're starting to come together a little bit here under Doc Rivers. Some time to gel there. So we'll take under 227.5. And we have a third pick for this game. Of course, a prop, Damian Lillard. What do you like for him, John?
Yeah. I was just looking at the one comment here in the chat too. He's talking about he got a bad beat on Kyle Kuzma. The Jazz killed me on Monday too. I had over bets on Taylor Hendricks and Keontae George. They both left in the first half. So I'm with you there on a bad beat on Monday. But I'm going Damian Lillard over 6.5 assists plus 104. So for Lillard, this really just comes down to the fact I don't think Giannis Antetokounmpo is playing. He's questionable. It's kind of, this is being priced as if Giannis Antetokounmpo is kind of playing. I like this prop either way for Lillard, which is why I kind of land on. I just think you can catch a boost here where this, you know, this, the value on this goes from good to great. If you go watch that video, it's on Twitter. You can find it if you search Antetokounmpo, like Achilles or something like that. When he was warming up and he was ruled out on Monday, he took a jump shot and he like immediately grabbed his Achilles and he was in pain. Like this wasn't like a running a wind sprint or doing anything crazy. Like he was just shooting a normal jump shot. So to go 2 days later and assume he's going to play, I really just don't think he's playing tonight. We'll have to wait for like that official word. He's questionable right now. This is a prop I like either way on Lillard. That's not something I could say about his points prop. So that's why I'm going after his assist prop here. So if Antetokounmpo's in, I still think you're fine. I think you got a nice edge with, you know, the plus 104. I just think this could move up to 7.5, 8.5 if he's out and you'll be in a great spot.
Okay, there we have it. A 6-pack of bets for the NBA from Mettler. And I, John, will be back on the show on Friday. John, best of luck with those bets. And we'll catch you again next time we see ya.
Yeah, have fun at the UFC.
Yes, sir. Indeed. I'm not going to be on the show on Friday. I'm flying out to Miami tomorrow to attend UFC 299. I am absolutely pumped for that, but that is in the future. Let's talk the present. Let's talk college hoops. Of course, we're going to bring in our guy, Ro, the pride of Halifax, Nova Scotia, all over the college hoops beat for us. Ramping up here, college tourneys, March Madness. Ro, how you making out? Oh, I think he's muted.
Oh, hoping to heat up, you know, down the stretch here. I've been doing pretty well over the last couple of weeks. So hoping that momentum carries through into conference tourney week into the first few weeks of March Madness, because that can be a pretty wild time. So, hoping I can keep carrying that momentum in.
Okay, so let's get that momentum. Let's get hot here, Ro. Four picks from you. Let's rip through these, starting with number 20, BYU taking on number 6, Iowa State. You have a team total bet for this one. What do you like?
Yeah, I'm taking the team total under for BYU. You know, this is kind of a classic matchup between one of the top defenses in the country, one of the highest rated offenses in the country. But a lot of times defenses win those battles, especially when that top-rated BYU offense is heading on the road. The Cyclones have just been shut down, shutting down teams defensively, especially at home. Second in the country in adjusted defensive efficiency. Also second in the country in opponent turnover rate. They do a great job of disrupting what other teams do best. And you look at BYU, and yes, they are, you know, a very good offensive team, pretty well-rounded, well-balanced. But one thing they don't do is they don't really attack the rim. They don't get to the free throw line. They're kind of near the bottom of the country in both those categories in terms of frequency. And that's bad news because when you're on the road, you're not really going to hit those outside shots quite as much as you are necessarily at home. And you look at Iowa State, and they hold opponents to 45% shooting from inside the arc, 30.6% shooting from deep when they're at home. So if BYU can't hit those deep shots, they're not going to have a success attacking inside. And I don't think they're going to be able to go over their team total here, which I think is a bit too high.
Okay, next up, we have a Big Ten matchup between Minnesota, Indiana, a 5.5-point spread. What direction are you going in for this one?
Taking the Gophers at -5.5. This is simply one of these bets I've just been riding for pretty much the last couple of months. Gophers are pretty much the best ATS team in the country. They're also extremely good at home, 16-3 straight up at home, 17-2 against the spread, average scoring margin of +12.7 points per game. Indiana's not great on the road, 3-6 on the road. They're actually coming off a win on the road, though, also beat Wisconsin at home. So this is a bit of a letdown spot for a team that hasn't really been good all year, trying to win 3 in a row. I don't think they get it. It's also a revenge spot for the Gophers, who lost by 12 points in Bloomington earlier this season. The one thing to keep in mind about Minnesota is it is really weak when it comes to defending the three-point shot. But the Hoosiers, they shoot just 29.7% from deep on the road. So I don't think they're going to be able to take advantage of that. Indiana also struggles at defending the arc. Both these teams are terrible at defending the arc, but the Gophers are the better three-point shooting team, so I think they can take advantage of that. You look at that first meeting between these teams. Yeah, they lost by 12, but they shot 3-for-20 from the arc, 13-for-24 from the charity stripe. So I'm expecting some positive regression at home, and I think they'll cover here.
Okay, let us keep rolling into the SEC. Another 5.5-point spread, Tennessee, South Carolina. You like the favorite or you like the underdog here?
Taking the dogs here, taking Carolina, South Carolina catching points at home, +5.5. This is in some ways I can see why people like Tennessee in this spot. They lost early. The only game they lost at home this season was to South Carolina. This is a revenge spot for Tennessee. They definitely will want to come out and win here, but I'm not laying this many points with them, especially because this is also a letdown and look-ahead spot for them. They're coming off a big win against Alabama on the road. They've got Kentucky up next on the weekend. So I think they're going to sort of overlook a South Carolina team that has been sneaky good this year, especially at home. South Carolina is 14-2 straight up at home, average scoring margin of +12.2 points per game. 7-3 against the spread their last 10 games at home. And this is a Gamecocks team that plays at an extremely slow pace, really stingy on defense. So I think they're going to be able to keep things within this number, even if they end up losing outright.
Okay, let's wrap up here with a team that always seems to be making some sort of noise here in March. Loyola, Chicago. You like them on the money line. Break this one down for us.
Yeah, I mean, this is kind of a weird one. I feel like I might be on the wrong side for the exact reason that I was like, I saw this line when it opened. Loyola was catching 2 points when this line opened, and I was shocked. I thought they'd be favored by like 3 or 4, even though they're on the road. I mean, they're just a significantly better team than Davidson. You look at the standings in the conference, A-10 standings. The Ramblers are second, 13-3 record, just a game away from first place. The Wildcats are tied for 12th. So they're third from the bottom in the standings with a 5-11 mark. You look from a matchup perspective, the Ramblers are the best defensive team in the conference. They're also 31st in adjusted defensive efficiency in the country. Wildcats struggle offensively, 172nd in adjusted offensive efficiency, 13th in offensive efficiency in conference play. So you've got a team that can't score. You've got a team that defends extremely well. We know defense travels. You know, the only reason I'd kind of, you know, maybe be wary of backing the Ramblers would be, you know, if they were laying a bunch of points, because it is maybe a bit of a letdown spot for them. They're coming off a big win against Dayton. So if they were laying points, I might be reluctant to back them. But at a pick'em price, absolutely, I'll definitely take them here.
Okay, sounds like a 4-0 to me, Ro. Okay, my man, thank you for joining. Thank you for sharing those picks. I'll be joining you in 15 minutes here. Ro and I are recording our best bets for UFC 299. That video should be up on the Covers YouTube channel later on today. Thanks a lot, Ro. We'll see you in 15 minutes.
Yeah, best of luck, Joe.
Indeed, indeed, indeed. So yeah, as we said, we crossed over 1,000 live viewers. I don't know what the hell is going on here today, but hey, we'll take you. If you're watching the show for the first time, guys, thank you very much for tuning in. Make sure you catch us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for rapid fire picks across most sports leagues. We're going to be all over March Madness, Major League Baseball here soon. Late night in the NHL, there was nothing I liked. Only three games. I was kind of looking at the Senators, but minus 150 on the road. Their goaltending situation sucks, so I decided to stay away from that. So this will be my last show of the week because, like I said, I'm headed down to Miami for UFC 299, so I'm going to be doing a ton of content for that. So make sure you're following me on X and my Instagram, JTFOZ. But the boys here at Covers are going to have you covered. The show still goes on without me, so make sure you're tuned back in on Friday. Make sure you are subscribed to the Covers YouTube channel as well. Guys, thank you for watching. Best of luck with your bets. I will see you next time I see you. Yeah. Woo!